From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. President Bush has decided on a plan for new security measures that will allow the reopening of Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport. The announcement may come as soon as tomorrow. Reagan National is the last major airport in the United States still closed because of September 11th terrorist attacks. It has been a special concern for security officials because its flight paths go near government buildings and monuments, including the Pentagon. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The question has been persistent at the White House since September 11th. Will Reagan National Airport reopen? And if so, when? It is, after all, the most central and accessible airport serving both official and unofficial business in the nation's capital city. Its closure undercuts the president's campaign to get Americans flying again. The economic impact is enormous as well, with tens of thousands of jobs dependent on a bustling airport across the Potomac in Virginia. Airport jobs, transportation jobs, hotels, restaurants, conventions, tourism. Here's White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer today.
Well, the president is very, very aware of the implications of leaving National Airport closed for the people who work in Northern Virginia, for the thousands of employees and their families, and the impact that leaving National closed would have on them.
But the security concerns are also very real. Any visitor to Washington who has stood on the mall and looked skyward has marveled at how low and how close jetliners come to the Pentagon and even the White House itself. Fleischer says the president's task has been to balance the safety and economic issues.
So the president is listening to his top transportation and security experts on that issue, but I think the president is very hopeful that he can find a solution that allows all those concerns to be addressed.
Today, the administration was lobbied by Virginia's Governor Jim Gilmore and members of the Virginia congressional delegation. They met with the president's chief of staff, Andy Card, and senior presidential advisor, Karl Rove. Governor Gilmore told reporters that the administration understands the ripple effect the closure is having on the economy.
We certainly want the metropolitan area to be safe, but we believe that there are measures that can be put into place in order to reopen this airport, and all of us have worked very hard to do that, and we believe that they're listening very closely, and they're working on it at the highest levels, and they're working on a constant basis.
Gilmore and the others emerged from the West Wing saying that the president does indeed want commercial traffic to resume at Reagan National. But they have yet to hear a firm commitment on when that will happen. There is talk of reducing the number of flights in and out of the airport and of putting federal air marshals on every flight at Reagan National. The bipartisan delegation from Virginia stressed that they'd like to see an announcement sometime this week, but Democratic Congressman James Moran is not that patient. He wants word of the airport's reopening now.
This delegation made a very compelling case for opening National as soon as conceivably possible given the security considerations. There's no question that the president wants to open National Airport. But if there is not a definitive statement as to a timely opening of National Airport made tomorrow morning, then I plan to introduce legislation on Wednesday with broad bipartisan sponsorship to require the opening of National Airport consistent with making it the safest airport in the world.
A White House announcement on Reagan National's reopening could indeed come tomorrow morning when Mr. Bush meets with a bipartisan group of congressional leaders. Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, meanwhile, says the general public understands that a decision like this is difficult, adding that there are a great many changes in things travelers in the U.S. once took for granted.
You listen to the American people go to airports now, and statements that people are making now are statements they never would have made before September 11th. People saying, I'm happy to wait in line an hour. I mean, people are saying that they understand the need for more security at this time. I don't think it's anything that anybody wants, but they understand it, and they're accepting of it.
But there is also symbolism at play here as well. Some in Congress, who are incidentally some of Reagan National Airport's most frequent flyers, have suggested that shutting down the airport for good would have represented a victory to terrorists looking to alter the way Americans live. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.